I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to our next installment of the Ultimate One-Hour Home Selling Coaching Call. I'm very excited about the topic of tonight's call, which is Selling Houses Fast by the Round Robin Auction Method. And because we have so much material to cover, in addition to trying to answer all your questions that you may have, this is most likely going to be the first call of a series of three. So tonight's going to be the first call of a series of three calls that we do with Stefan on auctions. And by the way, if you have any questions during the call, you can ask them via the GoToWebinar interface. Just make sure you ask your questions very clearly, state them clearly so we understand what you're saying, and we'll do our best to get them answered on the call. Now, I absolutely love round-robin auctions and have done dozens and dozens of auctions over the years to sell or occupy my houses quickly, especially if I didn't have a pre-existing buyer's list of people that were ready, willing, and able to buy one of my houses at any given time. I've been successfully using the auction method to sell my products for at least 7 years now, as has my good friend, my customer, and my business associate, Dr. Stefan Kassian. Stefan, welcome to the call. We're really glad to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you, Dustin. It's a real pleasure to be here.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to this call. It's going to be a good one. I didn't used to have to call Stefan doctor, but he's recently got his Ph.D. in psychology, which he likes to apply to the art and science of real estate investing. We might even have to have him do a call, a Dr. Judy-style call, so he can analyze all of our brains and see what makes us tick. I still like to call Stefan Auction Powers because that's how I was introduced to him about, what, 6 or 7 years ago, Stefan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while. Stefan is still an active investor. He's also an author, a mentor, and an international man of mystery. Oops, I mean... international public speaker, that is. So, Stefan, to get started, why don't you take a moment to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, why we like to call you Auction Powers, and how you got started in real estate.
Thanks, Dustin. I've always had a fascination with real estate, and I had big plans and dreams in life, and those plans included being financially free, as I'm sure with a lot of your clients and listeners out there as well. For me, real estate was a crucial building block. And according to my research, more millionaires were made in real estate or kept their money there than in any other market, any other sort of class or investment. So after working on Wall Street briefly, you know, I quickly discovered, Dustin, that there were hidden secrets to the money game, and I was determined to find out. I realized in the world of money, you can either be one of the pawns or one of the players. And I chose to be playing the money game rather than be played by it.
You're definitely a player.
And, you know, real estate was an incredible tool to help me live a prosperous life in so many different ways. I've been able to travel around the world to dozens of countries, including Cuba and Malta, earn a doctorate in psychology, pursuing other things like writing, speaking, mentoring, all the things I love, and even have a chance to give back to humanitarian projects in Mexico and start things like foundations, where I can make life better for myself and for other people. And I know some of your clients, or many of you guys out there, want to improve not just your lives, but the lives of your families, the lives of your community, and make the world a better place.
Absolutely. So, you got to tell me about that sometime.
Oh, I'm really glad to get into that. So, you know, if it weren't for people like Ron LeGrand and even you with some of the amazing systems and websites that you have, I would definitely not be here where I am today, Dustin. So I feel really lucky to have an opportunity to share what I know and help people save some of the grief I experienced. I started out attending trainings taught by Ron LeGrand, who got me inspired and started in real estate with wholesaling properties. In fact, my first house, I bought the classic textbook style, $100 down payment is where I bought my first house and sold it for a big pile of money later. And
yep.
I knew I was hooked after that because I was fresh out of college.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, about what year did you get started? I think you started about the same time I did.
Yeah, this was around 1996.
Okay.
And I've never looked back. I knew real estate would always be a part of my portfolio just because it made so much sense and you know, we got access to the right training and tools.
Yep, I started in the late 90s, and I think I met you in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
And Ron was definitely one of my mentors as well.
And we were training at some of the different boot camps and different events, and that's when you had featured your websites. And I jumped right on top of those because I knew those would completely revolutionize my business. Right now, Whether we're doing auctioning, other types of buying or selling, we have all the data we need in one place. And it's really, I could be traveling and doing real estate around the world. It doesn't matter. So I'm really grateful that we were able to get to know with each other and get to work together on stuff.
Yeah, me too, man. You've been a customer since the very beginning.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I've actually bought and sold properties in various markets across the country, depending on where I lived and moved. And each single time I learned new things, but the principles stayed the same. So I lived in Philadelphia for a while, lived in North Carolina, now here in Arizona. But I've done real estate deals around the country with different students. So, you know, I moved out here to Arizona to have a better quality of life. I like the climate. I like the real estate. In fact, I love the real estate now. A down market's an up market for us, especially now with what we know.
Yeah.
So,
I've got a bunch of customers in Arizona who are struggling big time.
Oh, okay.
They're saying the bottoms fell out of it out there. So I'm so glad that you're on this call, because hopefully a lot of those guys from Arizona are listening.
Oh, I'm so glad to share what I know and what I can what I've done from experience. And in fact, it was a bit of a down market that got me started. So, you know, real estate investing wasn't always this easy for me. I know some of the gurus talk about how easy it is, but it's easy in concept, but sometimes you still run into problems and struggles. And beginning in my career, I was still struggling to get my property sold for a while until I discovered the secrets of using round-robin auctions.
Right, right. And, you know, the topic of tonight's call is the secrets of selling houses fast in a slow market, and we're going to talk all about auctions. But before we dive into auctions, you mentioned, you know, that you struggled when you first started, and like I just said, a lot of people out there in Arizona right now are struggling.
And elsewhere in the country, too. There are a lot of down markets.
Yeah. Yeah, I just happened to mention Arizona because I thought the market's kind of like a lot like Atlanta, but there's a bunch of my customers up there, you know, crying.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you can share some insight into you know, overcoming their problems. And speaking of those problems, you know, what do you think is their single biggest problem out there?
Well, let's pan back for a second, Dustin, and, you know, you've read about it in the news. In these changing markets, the dollar is getting softer, prices are skyrocketing. Even for things as simple as groceries, even the past few months, I was at a restaurant, a favorite one of mine here while I'm traveling. Food prices went up 30%. So, you know, on top of all these things, it's getting harder and harder for someone to get a loan to buy a house. Even if you have excellent credit and fully verifiable employment, people seem to be running into glitches. And what this means for the investor, and a lot of you guys are experiencing it out there, and gals, that it's harder to get a property sold or occupied because there are fewer buyers and the money is tighter. And the media is adding to this fear and this frenzy. A lot of people, they're afraid to buy because the media is saying it's a down market and the prices are going down. People are just holding back when what actually would help is if buyers actually got into the game and got a good bargain. So
exactly.
It's actually really a buyer's market. There's a glut of homes out there. And why would a buyer want your house specifically as an investor if they can get a cheaper foreclosure just down the street? So it's a drastic problem, Dustin, and it's shaking markets around the world. Homeowners, investors, they're seeing their real estate empires crash around them and in record numbers of foreclosures because a lot of people out there are stuck with vacant properties in a declining market that they just can't seem to sell or occupy unless they know some of the strategies or systems that you and I have implemented.
Right, and that's one of the biggest problems I'm seeing is that, you know, they're having the problem getting these properties sold or occupied. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think they're having such a hard time selling right now?
Well, Dustin, it goes back to this old saying, and as a psychology person now, I see it meaning more reality than I ever did. And this is one of the reasons I love getting into psychology, because it's behind every market around the world, whether it's real estate, you see the media psychology of fear. When I worked on Wall Street, I saw the sentiments, why people buy and sell stocks and how that drives them up and down. People, investors, don't know what they don't know. You know, not too long ago, it was just a few years ago, a lot of us got spoiled because you could just put up a sign in your yard and buyers would come just beating down your door with multiple bids in a few hours just to get your house. And, you know, Dustin, selling a property back then, you know those good old days a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't take any skill. Oh, yeah, those were great years, easy to do it. And, you know, interest rates were low. There was a small real estate supply. And there was a huge demand because it was so easy to get these loans. to buy a house that a buyer would just walk into a bank, they'd have a pulse and a driver's license, and they get a house and get a loan. So the market literally beat its way down your door. And times are changing. You know, banks back then were jumping on the chance to make loans, and homes were much more easy to sell quickly.
Yep.
So investors did not need to be trained on how to sell. The house just sold itself. But that is just an anomaly. You know, that's just a home run that we had for a little while. Some people got spoiled or lazy, and now, because the market is a different market, people are wondering why no one wants their home if they just put a sign up or an ad in the paper, because there's now hundreds of other homes everyone else is desperate to sell. And it comes down to supply and demand, Dustin. You know, there's a glut of homes. Why would someone want a home if there's one cheaper just down the street? Because your neighbor just went into foreclosure. So now is the time, Dustin. Investors need to toughen up. Ann orders a few simple street smart systems, I should say super smart systems, and just plug them in. You know, these are not what you think. It's not the same old stuff that the seminars teach. Those just don't work anymore. This is the stuff that I do, you do, and some of our top associates have done and continue to do right up to this day. So the way I look at it, Dustin, is the good news is that you can recession-proof your real estate portfolio and avoid slipping down this drain like some of the other real estate competition out there.
Right.
And I've been fortunate to discover real estate so early on in life and discover these secret triggers that drive people crazy and never worry about selling houses again. I know how to trigger people into a feeding frenzy to get into a house, to bid on it, to move into it, to buy it, whatever it takes. And I've already been through a few of these up and down cycles, so I have a lot of good insight to share with the listeners tonight.
Well, that's why we asked you here, because you know, you do have a lot of insights here. You've been doing these auctions for years, as have I, and you actually teach people to do these round robin auctions. So let's get started by talking about the auctions. Why don't you tell us how you got started?
Okay, well, Dustin, I was in a small down market, a little glitch in the market. the market in Phoenix seemed to bottom out after the 9/11 tragedy, and my portfolio of homes were not getting sold or rented the way I would have liked, and conventionally, using traditional marketing. And I knew that if I didn't do something quickly, I would have been sunk. I began getting my hands on everything possible about marketing to get homes sold. I stumbled on auctions by studying eBay and some of the other books out there, and I found it to be one of the premier ways to get something sold in a compressed time frame. And it's just not just now, it's been proven throughout history. I read a book about selling your house and how to sell it quickly. I realized the author neglected to mention a few key points and a few specifics, but yeah, I learned through the school of hard knocks that auctions do work and how to make them work in my situation. The book, you know, there are some books out there, they focus on how a homeowner can sell a home, but they're not exactly investor-oriented, so I wasted
right.
a lot of time doing it that way until I fine-tune it to do what really works and makes time sense. I think you know what I'm talking about.
I bet you're referring to the same book that I read, and it was written for homeowners, and I did the same thing. I took it and tweaked it to what we, you know, the way we've been trained and the way we do things.
Oh, yeah.
It makes sense.
So there's some stuff out there, but, you know, it took us, I know it took me months, if not a year or so, to really fine-tune it and not make the same mistakes that they don't teach you about in these books. But the books are a good start.
Sure, yeah.
So
I had many failures, you know, before I started having all the successes.
Oh, yeah. And if there's some way we can speed up the learning curve, because right now in this market, people don't have the time to learn by failure right now. We got to learn from what else has worked. It's just a matter of survival right now. So going into a little bit more global, too, here I was in Phoenix, but then I had a chance to travel more. So it was amazing to note that in my travels to far corners of the globe, I found that auctions actually dominated the real estate world. Well, for example, Dustin, when I was in Australia, I attended some of the auctions there by the local auction companies, L.J. Hooker and McGrath. Yes, that is the name of the auction company. Some of the largest real estate companies down under, these were. And that was like the REMAX or the Coldwell Banker of properties there. And I was amazed to see how most of the properties were bought and sold using auctions, dominating the market 90% in some areas.
Is that right?
And sometimes, Dustin, these properties would be overbid so fast that my jaw dropped. And these were auctioned by more of an auctioneer type person where they would have a gavel and a room filled with people, which is what we normally think of. But what we do as investors, we have something a lot more special. So it was then that it hit me like a ton of bricks that we are at the beginning of a huge wave here in the States, in the U.S., and this will continue sweeping the world, especially the American real estate markets. So it's just a matter of time before this wave completely sweeps us here, and it's time to stay ahead of the pack. So that's when I had a chance to interview the top auctioneers in Australia and to see what secrets they use to make auctions so successful.
Now, you are referring to the auctioneer-style auctions, the outcry auctions, and what we're going to be talking about is the round-robin auction. I think that's what you were referring to.
Yes, Dustin.
Absolutely. So can you tell our listeners the difference between an outcry auction versus the round-robin auctions that we're going to be talking about?
Perfect, yeah. Most people, when we think of auctions, we think of an outcry auction, which is what is traditionally held using a licensed auctioneer, sometimes a real estate broker, where you attend the sale of a property right there on the spot. So you show up at 10 a.m., a whole big group of people, they register, sometimes they collect deposits, and they start at a low price and keep going higher, 100, 100, 100, 150, 150, 200, 200, 300, 300, 400, 500, 500,000, and we're sold. That kind of sale gets done in about 20 minutes, 30 minutes, or even an hour. It's a very fast sale. That kind of works, but what we found is a lot more effective and interesting for the type of properties that most investors work with is round-robin auctions. Those are the type of auctions we can run ourselves, almost eBay style, where we start marketing a property for a period of time. We let people in during a weekend open house inspection. People write down bids on a piece of paper, and then these bids are the amount of money they're willing to pay. Whether it's the price of the house, whether it's the amount they want to pay in rent, whether it's the down payment for a lease option, we'll get into some of those exciting twists.
Sure.
And then, later on, we call them back and let everyone who bid get a chance to top the highest bid. That's what's called a round-robin auction. It's a lot more informal, and actually you can make a lot more money on it if you do it correctly.
Right. And the round-robin part is because you go down that list. You go kind of round and round and round and call these people back and call them back again and keep advancing the bid until there's only one person left standing, right?
Yes, absolutely. And then you can close them like you could have otherwise. Yeah, you keep going round and round until the bids top out. And go ahead.
I was going to say, we just got a couple questions. One of them here is applicable to what you just said. We're talking about the auctioneer auction versus the round-robin auction. And the question was, from John Hill, do you have to have an auctioneer's license to hold a round-robin auction if you don't own the property?
That's a challenging one. It could vary from state to state, Dustin. We only sell, and I would suggest checking with a broker or a licensed real estate or attorney of a competent professional. If you have an ownership interest, if I have an ownership interest in a house, then we have the right to sell it in any way we choose to, so long as it's legal, ethical, and moral. So a round-robin auction on a home we own is not a problem. If it's selling a home for somebody else without an ownership interest, that's an area of concern. It could vary from state to state.
Yeah.
One way is to have to control it under contract or have an option to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we control or tie up the house, which we have a right to resell it. That's a little bit like flipping a property. Sometimes,
right.
Well, I know when I got started, you too, we would take a house under contract. We'd tell the owner we'd pay you $25,000. And then a few days later, we'd call up an investor, and they buy it for $35,000. And we don't even come up to the table with cash. We just take both contracts to the closing and walk out with a check. So,
that
was a very good question.
I did a lot of options.
Options, yes.
Option the property, which gives me a legal interest in the property, and then would auction it. So John's question, because you have to be a licensed auctioneer to do the outcry auction, that's probably why he was asking that question. But an extension to his question is, you may have to have a realtor's license to sell
and that,
a house.
That may be correct. And if it were me, I would check with my state if it's not a house I own, and I may choose to partner up with a real estate agent because there's plenty of money to be made with this type of marketing, and that's something really good to consider. So
okay, we got some more questions coming in, but I'm gonna hold them till later because I think we're gonna get some of these.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
You know, I've been doing round robins for about 7 years now, and they seem to be getting hotter and hotter here lately. But you know, where have they been all these years? You know, why are they just now starting to get hot?
Well, I appreciate you calling on me as the expert with this, Dustin. I think thanks to eBay and other online auction houses, auctions are becoming more of a household word by the public as a way of hunting for bargains and an exciting way to shop and win for all the reasons we've mentioned. Auctions are really hot in real estate now because foreclosures are at an all-time high. You see it in the media. And many investors think about buying great deals at a bank trustee sales or courthouse steps for a song, literally, for a really cheap price. So conversely, on the opposite end of the spectrum, some homeowners, especially luxury homeowners, are now turning to auctions as a fabulous way to get their property sold quickly. Instead of years, get them sold sometimes in days or weeks on the market. But, you know, what's interesting, Dustin, I've seen conventional outcry auctions flop because there are fewer qualified buyers out there, and sellers, homeowners, don't know the latest techniques to get a property sold using the auction concepts. So they conclude in their minds that the auctions just don't work, and that's a fatal error, absolutely
right.
Fatal flaw.
Yep. I think one of the reasons they're getting so high is what you said earlier, because it used to be so easy to sell, you didn't need to do an auction. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't do auctions on every single house we get because I've got a buyer's list where they're already sold pretty much.
And what's interesting, Dustin, is a lot of where you got your buyer's list was from an auction before that. You used an auction to
Correct.
Generate a huge buyer's list.
And that's something that's good for that we will definitely get into.
Absolutely.
So I think that's one of the things, too. Not only is the market slowed down and now people are starting to get creative and start doing these auctions all of a sudden, but also the fact that eBay has been around for so long and the foreclosure is at all-time high. So there's a bunch of outcry auctions out there, too.
I am
starting to see, you know, house be sold to the highest bidder here, you know, recently in some of my neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah.
Where I wasn't seeing that for years.
Now, and then we'll also go into the certain twist that as an investor, as a homeowner, we have certain advantages selling it round-robin style that even an auctioneer can't touch. God bless auctioneers. We like them, too. I've worked with auctioneers on certain properties. But the bulk of properties most investors will work with, there's certain special twists we can do that can make the difference between a sale at full value and a cash price below market when we're trying to sell it this way. So really exciting benefits to get into.
Right. Well, let's get into it. Let's talk about how these round-robin auctions apply to us as real estate investors and why we should all be using them to sell or occupy our investment properties that we need to sell quickly.
Well, Dustin, the round-robin system I've discovered and developed makes the power of auctions simple and easy for an investor to harness without licensing, staff, or hassles. I know we had the question a little bit ago about do we have to be a licensed person to do a round-robin auction. Typically, no, especially not if we own the house or if we have an ownership interest in it. Obviously, we talked about auctioneer-held auctions, the kind where you collect deposits as an auctioneer, you need a license, you work the crowd and do the numbers. However, you know, if you use a licensed auctioneer, you often have to pay a fee, pay an auction premium, and you may have to front some hefty marketing fees as well.
Yeah,
so we're actually talking about keeping the profit in our own pockets. And a round-robin auction lets you do an auction privately yourself on this kind of a home. You can set a starting price, as I mentioned, a down payment, even a rent amount, and buyers just come and literally can beg you for the chance to pay you more. And these are some of the prime benefits of auctions. And whether you're a novice or an experienced professional in the world of auctions, I say take careful notes of these because you're going to learn something new every single time. So here are just a few, Dustin.
I'm getting my pen out.
Okay. You know, once we know, well, the first one is confidence. Once we know we can sell any house we get, we can buy it right and sell it in a hurry. We can buy with more confidence. And in this market, that means you can literally dominate with some of the bargains out there. It's the fear of not being able to sell a house as soon as we grab our hands on it that's so unbelievably crippling. And I'm sure you can relate, and so can your students.
I agree completely with the media out there. Everybody that I talk to, not everybody, but the ones that are complaining that I talk to, lack any confidence whatsoever and seem just downright, you know, scared
And, you know, they have every right to be. If you don't have the right tools, then you actually should and have reason to be scared. Warren Buffett actually said now's a great time to buy real estate. And this is we're talking a billionaire investor here. So, as you know, there are amazing deals out there right now to be bought. We just have to teach our listeners how to sell them quickly and capture those profits. And once you do it once, you never come back. You never go back. The second one is saving on huge holding costs. Holding costs, that's what keeps you drowning as a real estate investor. You have to make payments on a vacant house month after month. You don't never know when the house will get sold or occupied. And the stress of that can take a toll on your health, your family, and even your business and your love life. And who wants that? That's not why we're in real estate.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, empty house is a big hungry mouth to feed.
And, you know, having hungry mouths to feed, I'm sure you know, Dustin, you can appreciate the confidence you now have knowing you got your home sold whenever you want.
Absolutely.
So, and on top of that, the other benefit is actually more deals, but easier deals. You don't have to throw away deals you might otherwise keep, knowing what you know. One more little deal a month using auctions means you've lost $25,000 a month. One deal over 12 months for every month means another $300,000, another $250,000 more in cash and equity just by moving properties with a simple auction deal. And by auction, I mean round-robin deal.
Yep.
Now, the other thing is more freedom and peace of mind. Because with round-robin auctions, tell me if you experienced this too, Dustin, you can plan when you want a house sold, because you can, with reasonable confidence, know that if I start my marketing on a Friday, I know that two Sundays from there, the house will be sold with some high bidder.
Yep, and I do the 9-day sales or the 14-day sales.
Yes.
Depending on if it's a new area that I have never marketed before, I might do it 14 days. If it's an area I'm familiar with, 9 days I'll usually do it.
And that that's a very smart way to do it, and that's a really good time frame to do it. And a lot of people might, you know, their jaws might drop thinking, on 9 or 12 days, can you really get a house sold? Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you sell it, price it correctly using this style, you know, it saves you even marketing costs. In our area in Phoenix, the tier one market for marketing, one classified ad, 3 lines in the Arizona Republic, bless their hearts, costs about $800 to $900 a month. That's like a vacant house mortgage payment on top of a vacant house, just to keep marketing. So it makes sense.
A little 3-line ad, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that little 3-line ad for 14 days or 9 days costs a fraction, and you can move a house really well. So the other benefit, and this is a hidden one too, is you can get amazing income streams you never expected from holding a round-robin auction. This boosts your cash flow, sometimes even possibly more than the profits from the property itself. What I'm saying is you can actually flop on a round-robin auction and still make more money because you actually held that event, because there are other income streams, no effort on your part. People actually pay you or give you money to participate in your exciting event. And you can double or triple your profits that way. So it's a whole lot of fun on top of that.
Can I stop you right there real quick?
Oh, yeah.
And ask you a question from Nathan. He says, do you have any other ways to make money from the round robin sale in the event the house does not sell? So that's exactly what you're talking about, these multiple streams. So you
want
to take a minute to hit a few bullets on that one?
Yeah, your students are right on task, Dustin. You know, it depends on, there's so many different ways to do it. We had a mortgage broker at our house pull credit live, and he was willing to pay us a fee in an appropriate way through his agency for any buyers that bought a house through him that didn't buy the house from us. So that's just one of them. We had a little local vendor who was willing to put in furniture in one of our houses, and they were willing to give us a percentage of whatever was sold if any of the furniture they had in the house would end up going. So just even those two little ones, can happen. And
yeah, I know people
even...
that actually,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know people that will actually stage the house with some of their own furniture and sell it with the house and profit that way. Whether the house sells or not, they'll sell the furniture and the artwork and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Even on eBay, you can get free stuff from eBay. People are liquidating homes. They'll give you a free home. You can actually stage the house, the Round Robin Auction House, with furniture, sell that kind of eBay or auction style, and double the traffic, the foot traffic. When the house is packed with people, that multiplies the effectiveness, the excitement that the auction generates. Just a few hours, you get the house moved plus all the furniture. So we'll touch a little bit more on some of the benefits of what the other income streams are. But let me keep moving, Dustin, if you don't mind.
No, please.
Sure. You know, this you touched on already, Dustin, and this gives you some of the peace of mind that you have. Any house you have, you know you can sell. Buyers. You can collect buyers for future auctions because you have a buyer's list. People who come into the house get the chance to sign up and be informed about future auctions. And if we're using your the system I use with your online system, people can actually add themselves right to the list who come to the house, your buyer's list, and we can contact
right.
them for the future.
Yep, and that you were going back to the confidence and thing, you know, earlier.
Yeah.
When you're auctioning a property and you have 50 people or more show up and join your guest list.
Oh, yeah.
You're only going to sell that house to one person. So you get 50 other people, 49 other people that want a house just like that somewhere in the same neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
It gives you a lot more confidence that you go buy the house down the street now and have it fill very quickly.
So that's the other point, Dustin, I'd say, is just that you have the confidence and the posturing, too. When we buy or sell, the key is posture. When we are the seller and people are begging to buy our house, confidence goes way up, and that has a magnetic effect, like through the law of attraction and the way even that movie The Secret works, that, you know, we have a more positive mindset, and that actually attracts a higher price. Not in any woo-woo way, not any new-agey way, but I just mean in a practical way where we're more confident. The buyers are more confident to buy because they see everyone else is trying to buy. They stick to the deal like glue, and that's called social proof. That's another psychological principle that we play here. Like the whole rock star phenomenon. People are chasing after the rock star, and they go, oh, my God. And even more people are chasing because they wonder, what is everyone chasing at? So, and also, you know, the other thing, Dustin, is because you have a number of people who bid against the house, if the high bidder perchance changes their mind, you have someone right below that, slightly less high, but also another second high bidder who's ready, willing, and able to buy the house, and they'd be excited
right.
to have it.
Yep.
So you're really... Go ahead.
Yeah, if the high bidder backs out for any reason or can't get financed, you get two or three other people right behind them that offered a little bit less.
So you never have to worry if a deal falls through. And, you know, with this buyer's list, another income stream in connection to that question is that once we have the buyer's list, we can actually sell that buyer's list per lead to real estate agents, mortgage brokers, movers, cleaners, landscape people. That list can be sold. Now, I respect people's privacy on this, but these are people who want to live in this neighborhood. And, this is a huge buyer's list that you can just use it to sell one property after another, either just call up the buyers or invite them all to the next auction, round robin sale. So these are things most investors just don't think about, but the benefits of just that one event, you know, can help sell your properties for the whole next year. So another benefit, Dustin, is, you add the fun and excitement back to real estate. I know lots of people out there are struggling, they're hurting, they're afraid, can I really get my home sold or moved? And once you get into this auction, you feel the heat of the moment, the heat of the passion. Everyone loves an auction, and it's just a fun, sexy topic that gets your blood flowing and adrenaline pumping. And it takes no real effort to market these auctions. The whole system just becomes a machine that does it right out there for you, cranks out profitable deal after profitable deal.
Yeah, well, I'll give you a little testimonial about the fun and the excitement.
Oh, yeah.
When I first started, before I learned about the auctions, I was buying machine, buying. I knew that I had 12 houses.
Wow.
And I had to shut down my buying machine because I couldn't sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And no offense to any realtors that are listening, but I felt like a realtor. I'd start my asking price off real high, have an open house for 2, 3, 4 hours on a weekend. Nobody'd show up, and I'd have to drop it. And have another open house and drop it. Have another open house and drop it times 6, 7, 8, 12 properties. I get tired of the business, sick of the business, hated the business real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when somebody told me about that book. And I read that book, and it did breed new life into me as an investor. Now I could go and have an open house for 2 hours and have that sucker sold.
Yeah.
Fast. Which kind of fits my personality. Let's get in, get out, get her done.
Yeah.
And I fell back in love with real estate again, and I've been doing it ever since. If I hadn't discovered the auction method, I might have gone out of business years ago, too.
Yeah, I'm amazed how people can do business for real estate for some of the years I've heard and not have this system under their belt, because you know, it's the turbo jet fuel to get property moved. And that goes to another benefit, doesn't it? It's a negotiable atmosphere where you get willing buyers who want to do deals with you right there on the spot. I mean, some people who walk into an auction admittedly are tire kickers, but most people who come in really do want to buy a house now or very soon in the future. So
right.
You're working with right there live on the spot with a warm list of people who want to get into your house, and it's way better than just sitting home day after day or sitting at your office wondering, why is my phone not ringing? Better yet, have people just flood your house and beg you to buy it. I mean, there's really no comparison for it. And
I mean,
go ahead.
There's nothing like it. When you have 100 or 200 people show up to one of your open houses, and they're all there at the same time, when, you know, a week before you were doing a regular open house and two people show up,
I mean,
it's a pretty amazing feeling.
Oh, and you look at, I look at what some realtor associates of mine suffer week after week. They hold an open house. Like you said, they're just sitting there on their cell phone the whole afternoon. One or two people trickle in. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a very small time frame. It's very effortless, really. If it's done right, it's effortless. The system does the work for you. The house gets filled. People are excited. You're excited because everyone else is excited. And it's a big heap of fun. And the confidence level and the excitement is, there's nothing. It's like, once you're done, your little open house window, you just cash check, celebrate, and repeat, which also goes into the fair market price. You know, if you market the property thoroughly and adequately, you are likely to end up with a very reasonable fair market price, and gives you a great peace of mind. And, you know, some of the techniques that we have, we sell it for at or even slightly above market value without any objection from the buyers. So depending on how we structure our round robin auction, we have done, and some of our favorite auctions, we don't even negotiate the price. The price is set. Price is intelligently made. I mean, it's a smart price. It's a reasonable price.
Right.
We don't even get any resistance about that.
Right.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, when we do our lease option down payment auctions, the price is always fixed.
Unless
they just bring in some huge down payment, then we can negotiate.
Yes. So the lease option auction is an amazing twist, and this is something that an auctioneer typically does not specialize in unless they're trained, and unless they're trained with the system that I use. You know, they're not that familiar with it. This is an expert, you know, special niche that you know, we've been doing here. So this brings us to one of the final benefits, is that round robin auctioning is systemizable, which gives you mastery over your market. You know, all the gurus always talk about a system and the importance of a cookie cutter system. How you make a cookie, you roll the dough, put the cookie cutter in there, and you have the cookie shape, and put it in the oven, boom, you're done. To have the system, have the structure in place, property after property after property, you can do again and again and again, just like you do, Dustin, with your list of buyers. Once you've done one round robin auction, you can sell to that buyer's list again. If you ever need more buyers, just run another round robin. Once you crack the code, you can will sell anything you get your hands on at record speed, even before other investors even get their ad to hit the newspaper. So now you're in control. You have selling under your belt. You can create a business for yourself that your competitors can only dream about. It's the business of your dreams. It's why people got into real estate, to have this kind of a system do the work for them.
Absolutely. And when you have a system like that, what's nice is you can hand that system to somebody else to do for you.
Yes.
So you don't have to be out. You can continue to buy properties and raise money and have somebody else out selling your houses for you because it's so systemizable. You hand them a little checklist.
Oh, yeah.
And let them do it.
And over the years,
that's
Dustin...
That's what I really like about it.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, over the years, Dustin, I've developed and fine-tuned this checklist that I just hand to a helper, an assistant, and they run the show. It's just that brain-dead simple.
Now, let's get into how the round-robin auction works. You know, can you tell us some of the basic steps of doing an auction and what all is involved?
Okay, absolutely.
Since we're talking about the system, how easy it is, let's just go through some of the basics.
Okay, well, it starts with buying the property as a good deal using the tools that you've taught your students. One of the beautiful things I like about your website, Dustin, is some of the best deals, believe it or not, I've gotten from as referrals from your website. In other words, you know, you have so much incredible advertising and marketing going your way that people just get in and enter their input, their property details to your main website, and I get them by referral. So, you know, a lot of the deals we've gotten is a motivated seller, for example, from out of town. And it's a great way to buy a property from a person who really needs the help. We had someone from Atlanta who owned a property in Tucson, south of Tucson on the golf course, and he was begging us to take over his mortgage payments. So buying homes from out-of-state owners, vacant house owners, people who come in through your website who are begging to buy houses for you to buy their house because they're so motivated, that's one of the best ways to get a deal that really makes sense. So you can't stress more. You need the common sense to buy it right. Some of these homes are behind on payments, the kinds we call pre-foreclosures. So I like to buy these houses by taking over the payments and bringing the payments current, or taking over the property and asking the bank to take less than what's owed, which we call a short sale. I know you've touched on in some of your other trainings.
Mm-hmm.
So in either case, go ahead.
I was going to say, you're at the point where one of these questions we have that just came in fits, because you're talking about buying the property and buying it right and buying it from these motivated sellers. Well, Nathan asked, what percentage below the fair market value should you contract to buy in this market?
Okay. Well, I in this market, we've gotten even in a bigger safety zone, so one good rule of thumb, Dustin, let us know if this makes sense for you as well, but if we're buying a property for cash, we're actually looking about 50 to 60% of full value. So we want 40 to 50% below market. But if we're taking over payments, or if the seller will actually carry back a mortgage, which is something we like doing now, we buy with 0% interest from a seller taking over their payments, or they'll say, look, I have a free and clear house, but I want full value for it. We'll pay close to full value, but pay them principal-only payments with no interest. So those will actually go up to 90, 95% of its value. How about you, Dustin?
I was going to say, in this market, when we're doing subject to, with the owner financing aside, but subject to, like 80% or less.
Okay. I think that's a good rule of thumb.
Because it's easy to talk them into, because they know what it's all about right now, and they know they can't sell and don't have a whole lot of options. So we're getting them about 80% or less on the dollar for subject to. In a good market, it's 85%, 90%, depending how flexible they are with the terms.
Yes.
But right now, it's about 80%, and the numbers are right on with what you said about cash, 50 to 60 cents on the dollar.
And remember now, if we're buying using an option, we actually tell the seller, look, I have the right but not the obligation to pay you this money. We will go up to 70, 75% if we feel very confident about the home and the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. We can pay them a little bit of a bigger price with big cushion of equity and attempt to sell it for cash using a round robin option. So that's another strategy we have employed over time. So sounds like the key is getting a really good deal. And if the house is behind on payments or if you've negotiated a short sale, either way, you have a very short fuse to bring the property current, or you lose the deal in many cases. So the round robin is ideal for these cases where, you know, you bring enough attention to the house to get it sold and closed without losing any money, without having to make hefty mortgage payments, without having to come out of pocket with the cash sometimes. You know, you could even bring in a private lender to loan the funds to close the deal, then immediately auction the property using the round robin method. Round robin method I like because I can immediately use it. I can test my market to just even double check my buying strategy. If perchance I didn't buy it correctly, I get close to no interest, I'll know very quickly. I can even go back to the seller and re-approach them and say, look, here's what's going on with the market. Can you be more flexible with us? Can we work out anything else?
Right.
So, you know, that's something important to remember, is that we can lose the house of foreclosure, especially with some of the deals that we're getting, unless we have a vehicle to move them very quickly.
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, I've done a lot of short sales, and when we do them, we like to use the auction as our exit so that we can get somebody in there quick, find somebody quick, who once we negotiate that deal and the bank wants to close in 30 days, we can get her done.
Yeah, especially now because you have a buyer in play that you know wants the house. You can go back to the bank and you kind of know, as long as I buy from the bank less than what I'm selling to my buyer, I've got my profit built in right there. It's easy money.
Exactly.
So, you know, keep going. You know, if we don't sell the house quickly, we end up being stuck with these payments or borrowing extra money to pay off the property, etc. And, you know, then we end up selling it conventionally. It could take months. So the biggest question is, you know, would you rather get $30,000 in 9 days, Dustin, or in 9 months if you try to sell it conventionally?
You know I want to get it in 9 days.
No, absolutely. That's
absolutely,
that's your
man.
Style.
Well, I'll forego long-term profits to get cash in hand now, especially these days in this market.
Yes.
We'll take what we can get.
So moving on. Once we picked out the property, as far as how we bought it, is to pick your round robin exit strategy. Now, most people think this is a really important point, Dustin, and we could spend a lot of time, and I think we'll have to on future calls, that there's people only think there's just one way to auction a property. Well, you got to sell the price. But as you and I already have talked, you can sell it as a lease with option. You can actually auction off the down payment. So the key is actually how you buy the house. The way you buy it will affect directly how you can sell it. And the better you buy it, the lower the price, the better the terms, the more options you'll have in the way that you'll resell it. Does this sound familiar?
Absolutely. We preach this. You got to buy right in order to be able to sell right. You got to buy it right.
And
a lot of people buy it wrong and therefore limit their exit strategies and can't do some of the creative things we're talking about, and they become motivated sellers.
Well, sometimes some people have gotten caught in this market swinging down with properties that are upside down or have equity problems. I'd say one of the ways is just to cut your losses and sell it with a round robin, get the best possible deal you can. You know, take your pain in lumps, take it now, get it done with, and move on to other properties. And auction's a great way to move you forward beyond the properties you're stuck with.
Yeah, because even we got stuck with a few properties. You know, we bought them at 85 cents on the dollar, a year or two ago. And when the prices dropped, that we had to lower our sale price when we went to cash out our buyers because the house wouldn't appraise.
Mm-hmm.
So we bought right. We bought right at the time. We bought low enough where it didn't hurt us like it hurt so many others because we bought right.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't make as much money as we thought we would. We still profited. We still came out in the black for sure.
And by selling the property with a fair market, using an auction style round robin, you knew you were going to get a sell for a fair price, and you can't really fight the market after that. You did the best you could, and time to move on. Time to buy smarter. So this is just riding the market up and down, and this is a great way to do it. So you can do auction off the purchase price, which is the most common, but you can auction off the down payment, auction off the monthly rental amount, and those are all separate systems unto themselves, and there are so many different ways you can sell it, and knowing that. So, Dustin, tell me a little bit more. You've done purchase price auctions and down payment auctions.
Yeah, the purchase price auctions that we do a lot of, we need to sell them fast, get cashed out now. And I love, because I like to hold.
Yeah.
Doing the down payment auctions.
And how much money do you normally get?
I was going to say, and normally, we're hoping, in general, if we do a lease option, we like to get 3 to 5% in general without doing an auction. That's what we always, as investors, strive for.
Yes.
Well, when we do the round robin, we can get far beyond that because, 6, 7, 8, 10% down because we get all the people into the event competing against one another.
Dustin,
who normally wouldn't come forward with that kind of cash. They wouldn't even admit they have it.
They think
they don't have to part with it. But when they're competing with, 50 other people who want the same house because we got them in the house and they fell in love with it, as they usually do once we get them in the house, we'll get well more than 3% down.
Well,
and if we lose that top buyer because he can't come up with the funds for whatever reason, we go to the next one and so on down the list.
Dustin, you have a perfect example.
Yeah, we walk away from that event with, a dozen other people that want a house just like it somewhere nearby.
And they have money. And they have money ready, willing, and able to buy. And, that 3 to 5%, that's a huge amount. You can use that to bring a foreclosure current and take over these other properties because it's easy to get deeds right now to properties buyer's house is subject to. Still, an investor might worry, okay, I got this house. Still, how do I sell it? With this buyer's list in hand, we know the kind of houses these buyers want. And here's another important step, and I really want to focus on lease with options, down payment options on our next call, Dustin, because this is one of our premier ways to sell. Remember the first point we made earlier, you asked me why are auctions so hot right now. A lot of the reasons is, people need better ways to sell a house, and I mentioned it's harder than ever to get a loan. So if we bought a house right that we don't have to cash out right away, then selling this way is a premier way to sell for top dollar to a buyer who might need help buying a house. They might not be able to get a loan right now. And we provide the flexibility for them that they can't get from a conventional outcry auction. That's why I love these round-robin auctions, because they're so darn flexible and creative. If there's someone who wants to get into your house and you bought it right, you can make a deal happen.
Yeah, one thing we didn't mention that we like doing is we'll have a wholesale auction where we auction off our wholesale properties to investors.
Yes.
You know, not just the people who are going to live there, but to investors,
well,
investor buyers.
Dustin, that's the brilliant point, too, because a lot of the price, I've had some of the biggest complaints I've had from fellow investors when they try to sell a starter home, one that's, you know, below average price or average price in their market for cash, using a round-robin type auction, or even with an auctioneer. They usually don't get enough money. Why? Because mostly investors want to bid on those houses, and owner-occupants, people who want to live in the house, might not feel confident enough that they have the credit or the cash to be able to close. So
right.
You can use that to your advantage by flipping a house, a wholesale property, for cash to an investor. Investors love that, and they
yep.
understand that, and they'll get excited. They'll pay more than what they might ordinarily pay.
Absolutely.
And so we can use that to our advantage. That's another reason why I prefer lease-to-option auctions, because we can get top dollar, and we have other twists we use, like a mortgage broker at the house that we use to help structure our buyers correctly, know that we got the right buyer to work with.
And you remember earlier I told you I did the 14-day auctions?
Oh,
a
yeah.
A lot of times I'll do it 14 days so that I can drum up interest, drum up interest, and get people pre-qualified before the day of the auction. That way they know what they can spend.
Isn't that
And
beautiful?
If I do a 9-day sale, I don't always have enough time to get people pre-qualified. Yeah, I can have the mortgage broker there at the house, too, and I have, and I do. But I heard you say your person was pulling things live.
Yeah.
My person didn't always have their notebook computer with them or their internet connection,
mm-hmm.
and some of them still do it manually. But... Yeah, I like to get people pre-qualified so they're more confident in their bidding. They know what they can bid. They know what they can afford.
Oh, Dustin, you got it right. And one of the forms I give our mortgage broker is to kind of – we send a specific form to a bunch of mortgage brokers, and we, quote-unquote, auction off the right for them to participate in the round-robin sale. In other words, we use the auction to our advantage. We tell them, look, we're going to have a house full of people. We send each of them a form, they fill it out, and they kind of bid on the right to be able to participate in the auction by what value added they'll do. So we kind of use the auction to our advantage. And, you know, the other piece of this – go ahead.
I was going to say, I've heard you say that before. I've never actually done that because I have, you know, some brokers I'm used to working with.
Oh, yeah.
And they scratch my back, I scratch theirs. But that's one of those other profit centers you were talking about.
Just now,
I'm watching the clock. We've got about another 10 minutes.
Okay.
We do need to get some questions.
Yes, sir.
I've got a handful here. Some of them are probably going to get covered on the next call.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of the call, I told everybody that this is going to take 2 or 3 hours to get through everything we want to talk about because there's a lot to it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a really, really exciting topic. What we've covered so far is kind of a general overview. We were just getting ready to get into some of these steps, but
yes.
I don't think we're going to have enough time on this call to give it justice. So we're probably going to do it on the next call.
Yes.
Let's hit some of these questions and get through them real quick.
Sure.
And the ones we don't get to, we will definitely answer on the next call because, like I said, we're going to do at least 2 more calls on this topic with Stefan.
Oh, yeah, this is a hot topic.
Here's a question from Lynn. How do you market the round robin? Now, I know we're going to cover that on the next call, but can you give her a couple bullets real quick?
Yeah, a couple bullets, Lynn. Several different ways you round robin. We do ads in the paper, signs in the neighborhood, some kind of flyers, whether we send postcards around the neighborhood or flyers door-to-door, but we got to let the immediate neighborhood know. And in addition to that, we also contact our in-house list. We let our existing buyers know about what we got going on. And using Dustin's system, we actually contact them through email or through a postcard mailer. So we let the world know. So you got to let enough people know about the event.
All right, I'm going to ditto a few things you said. I put out at least 100 signs.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have some left over, I'll flip them over right on the back and do a wholesale auction. You know,
yes.
Handwritten signs. But I'm going to do about 100 signs. Do 50 one weekend, 50 the weekend of. So that's 100 signs. I put them everywhere. I put them all in the yard, make it look like a circus.
Oh, yeah.
We do anywhere from 2,000 flyers. We do it the weekend before and the weekend of, in and around the neighborhood, local shopping malls, places like that where buyers tend to shop, Walmart, Home Depot, places like that.
Mm-hmm.
We do email blast and fax blast to mortgage brokers and realtors. as well as our buyers list.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we do ads in the paper and also Craigslist.
Craigslist.
Like online classified.
Absolutely, I would mention that. Those are all the exact numbers and steps that I would suggest. So you're right on track with that.
Yep, and I'm sure we will probably cover some more on the next call.
Oh yeah.
Let me see what else we have here. What specific steps or strategies do you use if you're not able to get the price you need for the round robin? That was from Nathan.
Ooh, okay, good question. It depends on how you're trying to sell the house. If we're talking about selling it for cash, there could be several. In fact, I have a 5-bullet-point way, and that's something we get into the next call, about why a property doesn't sell for the price you want, why is the auction not successful. There's a few different reasons why. Number one is the property. Did you buy the property wrong? Number two is, did you not stage or make the property attractive enough? Because you're not just selling a house, you're selling a home. If you want to get the highest price, you have to sell to an owner-occupant, not to an investor. Number three is the marketing. Did you not put enough marketing out, the correct marketing phrasing, or have enough channels of marketing? Or there's something that happened during your open house or when you call people back during the round robin. It's one of those steps. But if it were me and I didn't get the price I wanted, I would actually turn around and sell it using a lease option auction where I justify the price, I fix the price, and instead I sell it on terms. That may not be possible for everybody, but if it were me, I might try to see if I could refinance the property or get private money on it or get an investor to refinance the deal and get it under terms I could manage and then sell it on terms. When you sell property on terms, price is not the obstacle. It's someone asking, hey, can I get into this house? What's it going to take? How much down payment I need? So that's the leverage point.
Yeah, most of the times when I didn't get my price, it was because not enough people showed up.
Yep.
And that was because I didn't market effectively. Or it was, really bad inclement weather at the time, especially when I was up north.
Also doing it on a holiday or a special day, yep. So you want to check around your city. I know
Amazing.
We did an auction in Baton Rouge, which was during an Easter Sunday, and we got half or quarter of the people we would have expected.
Yeah.
We still sold the house, but we didn't get what we wanted.
We made two mistakes like that. One, we did it, Chrissy scheduled one on Super Bowl Sunday. On Super Bowl Sunday, it happened to be a blizzard.
Oh.
So our option flopped. I mean, very few people showed up. Then another one we did that didn't do well was, I think, the first day of the Gulf War, the second Gulf War. Everybody's watching TV. But most of them that ever failed, what I call a failure, where we didn't sell it or get our price, was because we didn't market effectively. We got lazy.
Yes.
Okay, let's move on.
We have time for one or two more questions, right?
Yeah. I'm going to try to get a couple more. Let's see. Some of these we're going to be covering on the next call.
Oh, yeah.
Lynn wanted us to give step-by-steps of how to begin. We're going to have to get to that one on the next call.
Yes.
Jerry was saying, what if your competition is attending your auction and then copies it? My quick answer is your competition will come to your auctions. There's nothing to stop them from coming.
Interesting enough, let them bring you deals. If the competition is coming to your auction, they probably have stuff they're stuck with.
Yeah.
And let them bring you deals. Cooperate.
Otherwise, it's not a big deal. They get a house to sell, too. Who cares if they sell it,
Yeah.
Plenty of buyers. If you get a list and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you don't need to really worry about the other guy. We used to have other investors show up to our offices all the time just know what the heck is going on.
Yeah.
And you could probably end up becoming a mentor to those folks and possibly help them get some of their houses sold and even get a fee or, a coaching fee or something.
Yeah, marketing fee, split the profits.
Gus said, why do they call it the merry-go-round auction?
Merry-go-round. I like that. We should rename it merry-go-round.
I like that. Because what's round robin? Gus, a round robin we talked at the very beginning of the call. It's because you go round and round with your bidders, getting them to bump the price up, and you only have one person left.
Mm-hmm.
It's called round robin. But I like merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round auctions.
How do you drive people to the auctions if in their mind they aren't sure if they qualify for a loan?
Well, that's the beauty. I love answering this one because the way we sell it, we put it right into our marketing that, look, owner will finance, no bank qualifying required. When we sell in flexible terms because we bought the house right using the auction, it's like turbocharging it on steroids, really, because all the buyers who want to own a house get really excited to come out of the woodwork, and they know this is one of a kind of a house, so that gets them even more excited to come up with more money to pay you your down payment, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 down. just for the option to get into your house, to lease it, to own it.
Yeah. Okay, let's see what I got some more questions here. Janine said, does the house have to be perfect? No, not necessarily. Depends on who you're selling it to.
Yep.
If you're selling to a wholesale buyer, you know, they buy ugly houses. It doesn't really matter.
Keep going.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're selling for cash, then we want the house as beautiful as possible. If the house has a few things wrong with it, that's a good one. That's a good lease option or rental option candidate.
Mm-hmm. Because, but your buyer will come forward and tell you what they want fixed if they're, you know, a qualified buyer. But we say get it in good shape if you can.
And actually,
make
Dustin,
it ready
if a house
to sell where they walk in and fall in love.
If a house isn't perfect, just a few little tiny things wrong actually helps the buyer know. We often get a home inspection that we provide at the table when the buyer walks in to look at the property. It'll show one or two little things wrong, like a little crack in the crack in the asphalt road, or something really minor. The window sash needs replacing, and this actually helps the buyer realize something, feel more really connected with the house. If it looks too perfect, sometimes that's a problem. So you can turn that around to your advantage. But disclose. Let them know this is needing fixed, and sometimes the buyer will take it, provided that you fix it. So that's a negotiating point too. But like you, Dustin, I like the house as ready as possible. We're going to talk some more about sensory appeal in another call, how to make the house smell nice, look nice, touch nice, taste nice, and be so appealing someone just can't wait to get into it.
Absolutely, and we just got a bunch more questions here all at the last minute, and we're going to have to get to them on the next call.
Okay.
Scott just sent in a couple. Scott Katt. Those topics that Scott asked are probably get to the next call. But one that I wanted to get to here was setting the initial price.
Ooh.
Because if you set it too low, people think there's something wrong with the house.
Correct.
Do you want to address that real quick?
There really is an art and a strategy in setting it. If you sell it, like you said, sell it too low, people get skeptical. Set it too high, not enough competition. If you set it in the middle to low, you get some serious interest and people know there's a possibility. So I actually use a form. There's a certain system and a form I use to price what I want to put up for bid. I use it to figure out how much down payment do I want to start with, what price do I want to start with, what rental level do I want to start with. So there is a different strategy, but I find middle to low is a good way to start. What about you, Dustin?
I was going to give you a quick rule of thumb, and we will cover this on the next call in greater detail. I know it's the last minute. But I start at slightly above 50%.
Yep.
Is about what I started out. You go much lower, they really think something's wrong with the house. In fact, when you start at that low, they'll come in, hey, what's wrong with this house? Why are you selling it so cheap? Mm-hmm. I said, there's nothing wrong with it. Go look around yourself. Here's the inspection. Here's the appraisal. Go knock yourself out and let them decide what they think it's worth. But I say we start the price low because it's an auction. We want to get you in here.
Yep.
And here you are. So I say about 60%. We will cover that in greater detail. And next time we're going to get into much greater detail on about the steps, the purchase price auction, the down payment auction, the rental auction, and something Stefan calls a starter home auction.
Oh, that's a killer strategy. Oh, my God, Dustin. How to sell a house for more than full value. How to sell a house for more than full value or at appraisal value and for cash, literally for cash, at an auction. So that one I'm thrilled to develop and discover and share with your guys and gals.
And we've got... You know, we're going to definitely get into more about marketing, getting people to the event, because that's the key. We're going to do that on the next call. So let me make a few announcements here before we break for the evening.
Sure.
I'm going to make a few announcements. Stefan is going to be back with us on Thursday, July 24th, for our next installment of the one-hour home selling coaching call. This is the call tonight, the call on selling. To pick up right where we left off, we're going to keep these questions you asked here at the last minute and get those answered. There's just no way we could possibly cover this all on one single call. Hopefully you guys did learn a few things about auctions, but more importantly, hopefully you learned how powerful auctions can be, and we'll be adding these auctions to your arsenal of exit strategies that you can sell your house as fast, faster than ever before in days, literally, and build a huge buyer's list in the process. And there's been many times where I've done an auction and stopped the auction because someone walked in with money.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I want the house now. Stop it.
And just say, like, okay. eBay, buy now.
Yeah, I get the buy now price. That's exactly right. That happens all the time. But you just want to make sure you get some kind of certified funds before you stop it. But I've done it many times when I get cash in hand.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to pick up where we left off on, again, July the 24th. So you're going to want to register that, and I'll tell you how in just a minute. In addition to doing several more calls with us, I'm also trying to get Spahn to take part in our ultimate one-hour home buying and selling machine training that's at the end of August, because auctions are such a hot and important topic. We touch on them in an introductory event, but we really want to get into them, especially in this down market, at our next advanced event, which is at the end of August. So write this down. Our next ultimate one-hour home buying and selling introductory event is on August 27th and the 28th. That's August 27th and 28th. Immediately following that, on the 29th through the 31st, is our advanced buying and selling boot camp. Okay? So that's a total of 5 days of training. We're going to do the training here in our office and out in the field. So it's not going to be just in the office. We're going to get in the field and go look at some houses, do some pull some comps, estimate appraisals, talk about staging. We're going to actually probably try to do a round-robin auction at the event. So stay tuned for more information on that. You can check out onehourhomebuyers.biz. That's onehourhomebuyers.biz, and click on the events tab to see our calendar. And like I said, I'm trying to get Stefan to participate in that event, whether it be live in person if the schedule permits, or at least via the GoToWebinar. So Stefan, hopefully you'll consider adding us to your calendar.
Thank you, Dustin. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, man, we'd love to have you, because we got a lot to say about these auctions. Also, while you're on onehourhomebuyers.biz on the events page, you're going to see our next one-hour home selling coaching call with Stefan, the one I just mentioned, scheduled for Thursday, July 24th. So if you're online right now, go ahead and register for it so you don't forget. It's a month from today.
Okay.
It's on Thursday, July 24th. Also, Mike is doing a training webinar on our Super Smart Auction upgrade. Which is an upgrade to our Super Smart website, the ones you have, Spahn, on July 15th.
Okay.
We're coming out with some new upgrades to the auction site to coordinate with what we're talking about with Spahn, and Mike's going to review that with you on July 15th, if everything is ready by then. And then Spahn and I will be doing the call the week after that. So hopefully it'll all play together there real nice.
Yes.
We're doing two more calls with Spahn. As I mentioned, I think the third call we're going to be talking about online auctions with Spahn.
Yeah, perfect timing for
auctioning. So we're trying to schedule all this. So go ahead and register for Mike's event on July 15th now if you are online at onehourhomebuyers.biz. We also have a lot of other events and webinars scheduled, and we're adding them to the calendar all the time, so be sure to check out that events page. We've actually got an event coming up this weekend on the 27th and 28th. It's a Super Smart training event here in our office in Atlanta. If you can't make it live in person, you can join via the webinar. So see that events page, click on that link if you'd like to attend our event this weekend. And then on Tuesday, July 1st, the first Tuesday of the month, Mike has a Super Smart Power Hour website update call, everything that's new on the website for the past several months. So you don't want to miss that. So let's see, is there anything else? Yeah, check out that events page, onehourhomebuyers.biz, and then click the events tab. Now there's one last thing I want to cover before we wrap things up. For those of you who don't want to wait till our next call next month with Spahn or till a live training event to hear more about these round-robin auctions, Spahn does have a home study course available. This is not a sales call. This is a training call, but we do want to mention it because I feel bad if I didn't tell you about it.
Right.
So you can check it out. It's supersmartwebprofits.com/Stefan-Kassian. That's Stefan-Kassian, Kassian. But even easier, there's a picture of him right on our homepage in the upper left-hand corner. Just click on it. It'll take you to a page that'll talk about his home study course. And, Stefan, if you don't mind, can you take a quick minute before we wrap things up to tell people about the course real quick?
Oh, and, absolutely, Dustin. Thank you. Yes, sure.
If you guys will stay around, we're going to give you a really special offer on this product. So it won't take but another minute.
Sure, Dustin. I've taken the best of the best and completely updated a system throughout the years from what I've learned through years of blood, sweat, and tears. It's a step-by-step home study system called the Ultimate Auction System that you basically just plug into any property you want to sell round-robin style, and away it goes. It does all the work literally for you. It's a very simple home study course. and system. You just take the manual, has all the forms you ever need on a CD-ROM, even has a bonus which includes 10 examples of real live auctions that work with myself and my students at any type of house, any type of round robin auction, whether it's a down payment auction, a cash, or a lease with option auction or rental. So on top of that, I also have training CDs that go from example, take you from A to Z how to do this, a DVD, one-day DVD training that you can listen to. You can see live how to do it step by step. And it's a very simple way to revolutionize the way you sell your houses forever. And with the type of market we have, this is a tremendous time to be able to take advantage of that.
Now, I've got your first two home study courses that you wrote. One was Auction Powers and the one you did after that. But I'm going to have to get this one, too, the updated version.
It's been completely revolutionized, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me tell people about this discount. If you go to the site right now, supersmartwebprofits.com, you'll see a picture of Stefan in the upper left-hand corner. Click it, and you'll go to the product page. And the home study course is listed for $12.97. Stefan normally sells it for $14.95, but we've got it for $12.97. However, if you're on this call, I've got a coupon code for you that will knock $400 off for being on this call tonight. So it'll take $400 off and knock the price down to $897. The coupon code is Auction Powers, all one word, Auction Powers, AUCTIONPOWERS, one word, Auction Powers. That's Stefan's nickname. And that coupon is good till July 1st. So when you go to checkout, you'll be able to take that $400 off. And I got one bonus that I'm throwing in myself. If you order by July 1st, when that coupon expires, when you go to check out, you'll have the option to get our auction upgrade, the one Mike's going to be talking about on the 15th, which is $19.95 value, and a free Super Smart Boot Camp, another $495 value, for an additional $995. You can get our auction upgrade and our event, the Super Smart event. Because we believe so strongly in Stefan's system. We've been using it for years. I'm his customer, just like he's ours. And the options are just a revolutionary way to sell houses. I don't know why more people aren't doing them. I think the people that have done them maybe didn't do them right and just gave up.
And some of the ones doing them right just keep it as a secret because they want to stay ahead of their competition. So
exactly, exactly. And, you know, I don't talk about it too much. But now that, you know, some of my customers and friends are hurting, we want to start talking about it to help these folks out because we don't want them going out of business.
No,
and we're here to help, and that's what these calls are all about. That's why we just started doing these coaching calls recently, to help people out.
Oh, yeah, and so, Dustin, I really appreciate the opportunity to share what I've learned, and I really hope it's going to benefit your listeners. I am confident it will if they just take action and go ahead and implement it.
So thank you, Stefan, for being
here
tonight,
Dustin.
And I'm looking forward to sharing another call or two with you, and hopefully having you help train at our live training event. Again, folks, go to onehourhomebuyers.biz. Click on that events tab to see our schedule for the next couple months. Make sure you register for Stefan's call, the next one, which is on the 24th of next month, and check out some of our other scheduled events. And thanks again, everybody. Good night, and God bless. Thanks, Stefan, for being here. Really appreciate it.
God bless, and happy auctioning to all of you.